What I've been up to at home, not much really. There's not much to do. I live in an apartment, so can pretty much only just work out and watch TV and read a bit. But other than that, there's not much else to do. No new hobbies being picked up. But I am watching a lot more documentaries now, so brushing up on a lot of general knowledge that I didn't probably have before. So that's probably the most educational part that I'm picking up on. Yeah, it's obviously always difficult being away from the family, but it was better this way because obviously having come from India, coming through Dubai, I couldn't risk going home. And if I did have COVID-19, giving it to the family. So I chose to rather stay the side and make sure they 100% okay. But yeah, they seem to be doing well, so that does lower the anxiety levels a bit. And I am a homebody, so this whole lockdown hasn't really affected me as much as people would think it has. Yeah, I do obviously miss playing cricket, but to be in the comfort of my own home, it's not something I've been uncomfortable with, so I feel very at home, and no, it's not getting to me. I'd say the road back to cricket, well, it wasn't as bad as people think it was for me. I'm not shy to work hard, so it wasn't an unfamiliar area for me. And to be honest with you, I didn't feel as though, I was down and out. Like I've always said, every person has a different formula, and I was still trying to figure mine out. And, going to that camp at the HPC helped me do that. I figured out I've probably got to work a lot harder than other people. It doesn't come as naturally. So, it just helped me and put me down the right path, to be honest. Mentally, I think I've always been pretty strong mentally, so I didn't have any issues there. Always people have opinions and will always speak, but that doesn't mean it's always right. So the only thing I could do was just focus on the work that I had to do, and I seem to have reaped the benefits in the last few games that we had played. If I were to rate my performance over the last summer, I'd probably rate it at about a 6. It was good, but to me personally, it still wasn't good enough. There was a few games where I could have gone for a lot less runs. I did pick up a few wickets, and that is my job, so I was happy with that. But it's not the finished product, and I still feel that I can deliver a whole lot more and a whole lot better. Having Langefeld back has been really good for me. He's very supportive. He encourages the way I think. So as a bowler, I feel really comfortable with executing my plans. I never feel as though the bowling coach is not going to agree with what I'm saying, because he does understand, and he's been there before. And I think that helps, that he's been in situations where you have the ball and you have to deviate from the game plan. So he's very understanding with that, and he's got a lot of knowledge, very skillful bowler. So it has really helped my cricket a lot, and I think it's just helped me play my way, which has helped me take a lot of wickets. The team did very well, a lot of steps in the right direction. There's obviously still a lot of work to be done, but it was very good to see, a couple of wins. Some of the best teams in the world are ranked the highest in the certain formats, and we were able to beat them. So it does show that obviously we have a strong team. I just think, you can see the other teams have had these teams for a very long time, and we've got probably another four or five new guys that have come into the team now. So it's obviously a different phase for us, but it's moving in the right direction. So it was good to see the wins that were happening. But obviously, there's still a bit of work to do. You know, I think it's different for everyone when we talk about confidence, because, you know, even from the T20s, I saw the way we had played to win the second T20. I had confidence from that already. The last one, it was unfortunate, we were outplayed. So, you know, that happens in cricket. But from the ODIs, there was just a different energy. That, you know, the guys were desperate to win. And I think that made the difference at the end of the day in terms of the performances we put out on the field. You know, it's not nice losing a series at home. So, you know, to come out and want to win was one of the main things that I think drove the players towards that whitewash. So, you know, we've always believed in ourselves. You know, Dave Miller was one person who kept talking about the point of us believing that we deserve to be where we are. So I think that was the main thing that helped us within that whitewash. But obviously winning games like that does give you a lot of confidence. And moving forward to India, you could see a different energy within the team. And it was really exciting to see. But obviously, with certain events that occurred after that, that's probably gone now. So we're going to have to start from scratch and rebuild towards that energy that we had. The batting unit was fantastic. You know, it was nice to just sit on the side of the field as a bowler and just watch the guys go about their business. You know, as a bowler, it's not always a nice feeling to have to strap on pads and go out and bat. Yes, it's part of the game, but you know, you like to focus on what your job is, and my job is to bowl. So it was really enjoyable. You know, I really had fun watching the guys go about their batting, you know, the confidence that they showed, you know, just doing the basics very well and putting on totals that were defendable. You know, our bowlers believe that we can defend anything. So, you know, when the guys go out there and score runs and put runs on the board, we already feel like we've won the game. So it was very, very good to see. And it was very enjoyable. You could just see how happy the camp was when guys were performing and scoring their runs. Well, all we can do is wait. And I mean, the safety of humanity comes first. Cricket comes second. And, you know, it wasn't a very busy 18 odd months for me, since, you know, I only really started playing in January again. And even though in a short space of time we actually played a lot of games, I think it was the three ODIs, England, three T20s, and another three T20s, and another three ODIs against Australia. So it was a lot of games in a short space of time, so it felt like a lot of cricket. But it actually wasn't that hectic for me. You know, there were a lot of guys, you know, someone like Quinton, who had been playing for months on end now. And, you know, sometimes having to have a bit of rest, you could see those guys' energy levels were starting to drop a bit. But obviously, when it was game time, they would pull through. But, itching to get back out on the field, you know, but there's nothing we can do. All we can do, honestly, is just wait and see what happens. All I can say to fellow South Africans and sports followers is, you know, patience is what's going to help us in this time period. Rushing something like this is not going to help us in any way moving forward. If anything, it will put us in danger. We've seen around the world what has happened when you don't abide by the rules or follow the lockdown rules. The situation can get out of hand. So yes, the lockdown is difficult, but if we're thinking about the bigger picture, which is the future of South Africa, and I think that is very important for us. If we could just abide by the rules, be patient, and wait this out as we have been asked to. And I think what I'm looking forward to most after this lockdown is probably just to go outside and have a jog. You know, that's something I usually did on a regular basis, so that's probably the one thing I miss a bit, but also just a nice net session with the team, you know, the energy levels, fielding, just being together on the field again, that would be something I'm really looking forward to.